You're listening to the 2011-2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Day. Today we're joined by Oglethorpe ninth-year head coach Phil Ponder. And Coach, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Coach, take us through your mindset as you begin your ninth season as the head coach of the Stormy Petrel men's team and gearing up for another season.
Well, you know, we graduated three starters that were 1,000-point scorers, so this year's team is going to have a completely different look than what we've had the last few years. So it's kind of a transitional year, which does not mean that it's a down year. It's just we're just different this year, and so it's been interesting and exciting. Just you know, coaching different guys with a different personality and different strengths and weaknesses.
Coach, you obviously mentioned the great senior class you graduated from last year. How much of a transition is it adjusting to a new team in a new year, knowing that how much of a successful class you had, senior class you had last year?
It's definitely a big transition. Like I said, you know, we're a totally different team this year, so we're going to play a little differently. We'll do a lot of the things that we've done in the past, but we're going to tweak some things. Unfortunately, we've had some injuries in the preseason, so a couple lineups that I've wanted to look at, we have not been able to look at. We just got two, one of our starters and another kid that we expect to play quite a bit have been out for basically a month, and yesterday was their first practice back, so it's been a little difficult in terms of I really wanted to see a couple of lineups and experiment with some things and haven't been able to do that, but, you know, we'll just have to work through it as the season progresses.
You're listening to the 2011-2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Day. Today we're joined by Oglethorpe head coach Phil Ponder. Coach, Andrew Stiles just joined us. Who are some other key players for the Petrels in this 2011-12 season so far?
Well, in addition to Andrew, obviously our one other returning starter is our point guard, Alec Pitts, and he's been injured for almost a month now, but he's going to be back. He's going to play tonight some in our first game, and hopefully he's going to be good to go the rest of the way. But obviously our two returning starters, Andrew and Alec Pitts, are the key guys, and then, you know, we're going to have some guys that are going to take on bigger roles this year. Brandon Jovog, you know, played about 13, 14 minutes a game for us last year. We'll play a bigger role. Christian Mullinette will play a bigger role. Sam Purdy, Tyler Cerrone, Tyler Corson, some of those guys are going to have to step up, play a bigger role, and we're hoping a couple of freshmen are going to be able to step in and contribute as freshmen.
Coach, Oglethorpe is generally known is getting down and up and down the floor pretty quickly in transition, and as such, we're in the top five in the SCAC in scoring and rebounding margin. How important is it to continue those kinds of trends this year?
You know, we've always been able to put points on the board, you know, regardless of what type of lineup we've had. We do like to get up and down a little bit. I think we'll still be able to put points on the board, although it might be in a different way this year. Rebounding last year, I think we were second in rebounding margin. Center was first by a pretty wide margin, but I believe we were second. Obviously, Todd Ward had a lot to do with that. And, you know, without him, we're going to have some guys step up. We're hoping Andrew Stioff is going to pick up his rebounding numbers. And then, like I said, we've been looking at some different lineups or wanting to look at some different lineups due to injury. We haven't been able to, but we feel like we can put out a pretty big lineup, one of the bigger lineups we've ever had out there. And so I'm hoping that will be a pretty good defensive and rebounding lineup. But as the season progresses, we'll kind of have to play it by ear if we're going to go with our bigger lineup or our smaller lineup and just see which works best for us.
Last question for you, Coach. But what is going to be one or two quick keys for Oglethorpe as you look to continue to climb up the conference standings this season?
Well, I still think, you know, on the defensive end of the court, we've got to improve, and we got to continue to rebound the basketball like we did last year. And then we just got to have some guys step up is the main thing. You know, we're going to have guys in much bigger roles this year than they've been in the past, and a lot of our success, you know, I think I know what to expect from our two returning starters, but it's the guys that are taking on bigger roles that is going to kind of be the key to our success. If they're able to step up and fill the shoes they're replacing, I think we got a chance to surprise some people this year.
Oglethorpe University head coach Phil Ponder and the rest of his Stormy Petrels Open up the season November 15th, traveling to in-state rival LaGrange before opening up their home portion of the schedule Friday, November 18th against Milliken. Coach, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, and best of luck this season.
All right, thanks, Jeff.